The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you get a man to commit to you?
Ooh.
I have the way in this podcast.
Obviously.
No. That's funny. But I've gotten three men to marry me. Damn, I really do have these.
Dana obviously has the secret sauce.
Well, she also has like a catch and release method. That's what it was.
She hasn't released me back into the wild yet.
Yeah, dude.
I'm never releasing you. You're trapped forever. All right, so seriously, there is a way to get the person you're with to commit to you. 35 ways, and we're exploring them right now in today's episode. Turn it up. I'm very disappointed in my husband, DJ Automatic. I'm very disappointed. He forgot to take out the trash.
Oh.
It is Thursday, Friday's Eve, so I'm a little happy. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
It doesn't stop. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Well,
see, what happened was...
Damn, bro, I got to jump out the gate.
Yeah, because I'm not going to let her paint this picture. What happened was,
tell your truth,
is our trash day has changed.
It moved.
Mm. It moved, and I did not take out the trash last night like a responsible
father. I thought you were taking... I heard...
That was our neighbor.
Responsible.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I should probably take out the trash. I forgot they changed the trash day. And I was like, you know what? I'll just do it in the morning. And now our daughter, who is on fall break, is very capable of going to do it right now. And I've called her literally 15 times. She has not answered the phone.
Whatever.
Damn, bro. That was an interesting sentence paragraph you just let out right now, brother. Because in that one statement you just made, you took blame, then said it wasn't your fault, then took blame again, then casted another stone at your daughter. That was intense, dude.
She could answer the phone.
Well, it's really hard for DJ Automatic to admit that he's wrong, he's made an error, or kind of criticism.
This
whatsoever.
Is the second time you're blaming other people. Once again, like, you blame me for your fantasy football loss. You know, you're blaming people for the trash can thing.
Just say you need to set your alarm. Trash day has moved a day, and you'll never forget again.
Okay.
Accountability, people.
Well,
it's
I think that will help you not make that mistake going forward. Automatic. If you just say, I've.
Do you know what's
going
to help me not make this mistake is that I'm going to have to probably go find a dumpster to go throw our trash in. That's just going to help me. Okay.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go kick it off with wishing the Navy a very happy birthday.
Go Navy! Yeah. Yes.
All right. We also got National M&M Day. Ooh.
You said the new purple one, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yes, yeah, or he. I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to eat
M&M,
it.
It's a fluid M&M, dude. It's a fluid M&M. We also have National No Bra Day. Yes.
Yeah, Breast Cancer Awareness Day. It is, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You should be examining your breasts every day in the shower. If you don't know how, shoot me a DM, and I'll shoot you a little graphic making it super easy at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm getting my first mammogram this year. It's a very exciting time.
All right. There it is, dude. Proactive health, baby.
That's right. All right, it's also Hispanic Heritage Month, and according to a report released by Wells Fargo, the total economic output of U.S. Latinos, the entire population if broken down, would be the fifth largest in the world, larger than the U.K., India, France, and Italy. The gross domestic product of U.S. Latinos was $2.8 trillion in 2020, up from $2.1 trillion in 2015.
Oh, nice.
How come I ain't seen none of that money?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to teach you five ways to get your man to commit, your partner to say, you're the one, and maybe even get married. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. This article is so interesting. DJ Automatic, you always go first. I go last.
Is infidelity contagious? Can you catch the cheat?
Can I take a guess? I would say yes, because what you surround yourself with becomes normal. And if friends are cheating, you're going to catch it.
All right. A new study says cheaters might inherit their wandering eye the same way they get their eye color from their parents.
No!
Psychologists in Israel found kids who grew up in households where monogamy wasn't like a hard rule were more likely to cheat on their partners, and it's no guarantee that infidelity is actually contagious, but what you're exposed to as a child makes you less likely to commit to a single relationship as you get older.
We have a really good friend, this couple, they're married now, and his father was always unfaithful. He had many wives, he had children from multiple women. My friend's husband now had a problem with infidelity. He has to go to therapy now every single month.
That's crazy.
To deal with it.
So when people are like, oh, you're just like your father, there's like something.
You're just like your father.
There's something to it.
I don't believe that it happens like that all the way.
Well, all the time, but.
When you were first describing it, you're like contagious. I thought you meant like a cold. Like, I thought you meant.
You catch a cheat.
I thought you meant like if I hang around my friends.
It's not like herpes.
Yeah, I thought somebody's going to cough up a whole. me. No, that doesn't happen. I wish it did. All right. Speaking of coughing up things that we're not supposed to, have you ever sent a nudie to anybody? Anybody? You guys are married. Have you guys ever got, you know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Trips? I'm anti-nudes on the internet.
Oh, okay. I sent one to DJ Automatic.
And I told her, I was like, don't do that because it's going to end up on somebody's page someday.
Well, that's good looking out, DJ Automatic, because a recent survey done and provided by CBS News shows that of the adults who have sent nudies or participated in sexy messages, a third of them have sent them to the wrong person.
Oh. That'd be awful.
Now, it wasn't a nasty, intimate message, but Dana and my ex had the same initials, so in my phone, there would be some times where I'd accidentally meant to text my ex-girlfriend and I accidentally text Dana.
Are you sending nudes to my wife?
No, dude, it was never that.
But I remember reading, hello, my love, who the hell is Anthony think he's talking to? I said, I got it right away. And actually, I sent DJ Automatic a message on accident, and that's kind of how we started talking.
Oh.
I swear.
Nice. I don't remember.
You don't remember nothing.
It wasn't nasty, though.
No, of course not. It wasn't nasty. But it was enough to get us talking.
There you go.
Here we are. All right, so how do you get him to commit? In case you missed it, according to marriage.com, there are 35 ways, but I'm going to give you the top five right now. Don't force it is number 5.
Please. There's nothing worse than a desperate woman.
Okay, this is number 4. Let him chase you. Sounds kind of medieval, but men like to chase. It's ingrained in their DNA. Yeah. Number 3, do your own thing, ladies. Live your own life. Don't depend
on him.
Make
your own money.
You know what's weird? When you see women, like they had a favorite sports team and now they're dating this new guy and all of a sudden his team is their team and everything he does, they do.
That's
don't
a
do
red
that.
Flag no, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Number 4, build an emotional bond before you have sexy time with him. Be friends because the heat, so, that goes away. That lust feeling goes away. What you got left after that? You better be friends.
And I'm always with that when it comes to women and trying to seek a man, right? But I always ask my homegirls, like, do you think he's not sleeping with another woman?
You have to ask that. I mean, that's something you talk about. And the number one thing that you do is you have to ask him in the beginning, are you looking for a committed relationship?
Yeah,
because if you're not, then we don't got to be wasting
no
time.
Being honest and upfront is always the best quality.
I'm always big on state your intentions before fornication. Once you get out of the way, then everyone's on the same page.
What do you tell girls?
Hey, I'm not ready for a relationship, but if you want to have a fun time, then I'm right here. It's not going to last a while, you know, maybe 90 seconds, but you know, hey, we can have some fun right here.
I'm not here for a long time. I'm just here for a good time. I would love to share this article with you. There are 35 ways to get him to commit. Send me a DM right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic, obviously you and I are married now, but previously before me, and Anthony A, have you ever had someone you're dating ask you to cut friends off?
I've asked a woman to cut a friend off before.
Anthony, you're
because
not, you
well they used to hook up and I didn't really appreciate the way he was like talking to her and the messages he was sending, like trying to send like little like inside jokes about like during the time when they were like in their hookup phase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I respected that they were friends now, like that's cool, like I didn't do nothing to that, but he kept sending these messages asking her about certain little moments and stuff like that, and I was like,
he
yo,
was still into
he
her
was, he got was a, picking it too
yeah he knows that's that he doing. Knows that we're yeah. in a relationship, so I said, yo, that ain't really cool, like it would just be better if y'all just didn't communicate, and that's what it was.
Did she cut him off?
Yeah, she did, and I appreciated that a lot too as a partner.
I remember when Dana had me cut off some people.
Oh, really?
Who did I have you cut off?
A few friends.
Not girlfriends,
but well, she had me
okay.
cut off friends.
Friends
though.
Are friends, though.
Yeah.
Well, no, let me tell you. These men were intimidated by DJ Automatic. They used him. They did not pay him very well. It was wrong, and he couldn't see it because they're supposedly
okay,
friends,
that's a little
right?
bit different
you
than what
I'm
my
saying?
Situation was. Yeah.
And
okay.
guess what happened after that? DJ Automatic's career went...
Okay, well,
and they still in the same place.
All right, you know, that's just a good.
They were being haters,
gotcha.
Dude.
That's somebody looking out.
I love
you.
This man. You know, that's different. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy was trying to love him.
I don't miss him anyways.
This is a nuanced conversation, as I said earlier, because there is a point when it can be dangerous. I have an ex who had me cut off all my friends because he was abusive. He wanted to control me. He didn't tell me to cut him off. It just slowly happened. Right. I was around my family less. All of a sudden I found myself with no friends because his intention was for me to depend on him emotionally for everything. So that's why you have to think, is this person asking me to cut off friends out of love? Is this person doing it out of respect? Like, Anthony, like you said, with your ex, or I don't know which one it was, or are they trying to control me? And you have to think about those questions before you just cut friends off. Obviously, the person you're with might feel threatened, so you have to reassure that person. No, honey, this is the way it is. This is what it is. And if it continues, Anthony, your ex did a great thing by cutting that person. Because he was obviously, I don't know, he was like picando, he was picking at you, trying to get you mad.
Well, I mean, he wasn't trying to pick at me. He was trying to pick at her.
No.
He
was trying to do more
inside her, bro.
He was doing that.
You don't even know him.
I'm telling you now, though, he was doing that because he knew you'd see the message.
No, he was not, dude. He's trying to go for round two. Yeah, he could care less if I was there or around or what, bro. He was trying to slide in there, dude.
So if the relationship is bringing negativity to your life, it's okay to cut it off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to remain friends, or you can stay friends from a distance. I got a lot of friends from a distance. You know, like, hey, what's up? You ain't got to communicate with that person every day.
At a certain point, though, right? You just, like, especially with guys when you're dating women, once you get a girl, you kind of just lose all your homegirls for the most part.
Not always.
That's called growing up.
Yeah.
Everybody listening, you've been in a long-term relationship. High school, college, all that, and even just the single life, like in your mid-20s and early 30s, it's over. Because you've developed this new life, you and your person.
It's called having a job and earning a living. And you don't have time to go hang out all the time.
You don't have time to go hang out at your friend's house all the time. Life changes.
Yeah, I just will be vibing and hanging. So I guess that is like the caveat to it, right? Like if you enjoy your free time and you enjoy being a vibe and you enjoy doing, you know, hanging out with friends. Like I've made new friends over the past couple of years.
You have to because all your friends got married or
Yeah, and now
you're rotating new friends rotating into the rotation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to a religious group on Facebook called Prophecy News, the new Reebok shoes were made by the devil himself in hell.
What the
So Reebok has collaborated with Marjalia Tabby DeCortique, and they made these shoes.
Sounds like a devil worshiper to me.
No, they're not. The shoes have the toe separated, the big toe and little toe. So this religious group says the rulers of this world show more and more openly and clearly who they worship. Make sure to open your eyes and don't be caught up in the ritual. They say the shoe looks like a hoof. The foot of the devil.
These people got way too much time on their hands.
I don't even know if the devil's going to still be having hooves on.
I mean, would the devil wear Reeboks?
He might be wearing Yeezys at this point.
I think the devil was wearing Yeezys.
We're going to keep this WTF what the fashion situation going here because Balenciaga rolled out their latest clutch bag. And if you didn't know, it resembles a Lay's chip bag.
That's right.
First they got us with the trash bag. Now it's a Lay's bag.
Yeah, that's right. For the friendly price of $1,800, you could buy a leather chip bag where instead of Lay's, it says Balenciaga across it, and it has a little metal zipper on top. But for the most part, it's just a regular chip bag.
So with Lay's potato chips, nobody can eat just one. With a Balenciaga bag, nobody can even buy one at $1,800 a pop. And if I work for Frito-Lay, I'm suing Balenciaga right now.
Who's coming with me?
Well, from one hustle to another, a dog owner posted an ad for a part-time dog.
What?
Yeah, you can own her dog part-time.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like rent a pup?
Actually, it's a shady way to get a free dog walker. The ad says Teddy is looking for an alternate family on weekends and afternoons. She probably figures that this is some way that she just gets somebody to take care of her dog. Kind of genius, if you ask me.
As a person who pays for a doggy hotel, this is genius, dude. This is smart here.
I was thinking, it's like Big Brothers, Big Sisters for your pooch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
LeBron James versus Kanye West. I'll break down this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Famous people's birthdays first. And
we got Ashanti celebrating her birthday. Aww. AOC celebrating a birthday as well. Jimin from BTS. And Lucas from Stranger Things. Caleb McLaughlin celebrating his birthday.
All right, so let's start off with Jamie Foxx being denied entry to Cardi B's birthday party. There's so many stars there. Jamie pulls up and a doorman says no. And then realizes who it was, ran to Jamie Foxx's car. And Jamie's like, nah, man, I don't want to go in anymore.
Imagine denying arguably the greatest actor of our generation.
I know!
Because he had four friends with him.
Man, that got to be humbling for Jamie Foxx, though, too, right?
That's horrible. It's got to be awful for Cardi B. I bet she's on the phone with Jamie Foxx right now. It wasn't me. All right, now let's move on and talk about Lauryn Hill. She is teasing that she may go on tour and play all the music from The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which turned 25 this past August on the 25th. I did not know this, but The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is the highest-selling rap album in history. with over 20 million sales worldwide.
Dude, that's what's up. Where's she gonna perform? Like, old folks home? Her audience is old now, dog.
I'll be there. Like, I don't care. Like,
I mean, it's
teach your daughter.
She'll be selling CDs
album.
There too.
I won't be buying those.
She'll forget to show up.
And then finally, LeBron James has that show, The Shop. And he had a conversation with Kanye West that you will not be seeing because the show's not going to air. Kanye West has just crossed the line too many times. He didn't just cross the line. He dug a line in the sand these past few weeks. And I'm not sure what's going on with him, but I hope he gets right. Can I say that? As someone who has had a family member and still does who suffer from mental illness, it's not a joke. It's not funny. And there's obviously no one around him to help him.
Just like Nick Cannon was educated in his anti-Semitic views, I think Kanye will get the same treatment.
No, I think you're wrong. I think Kanye West believes he's always right. And that's going to be his downfall. But we'll have to wait and see.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Unexpected guests show up at the house. Maybe your kids bring friends over. And you're thinking, what am I going to feed these people? White Castle has something coming to your freezer section. Oh. Stand by for food news, okay? It's Hottest Hashtags on your Friday's Eve. I'm Dana Cortez. This is the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Very serious hashtag. Former Angels director Eric Kay was sentenced to 22 years in prison for providing counterfeit oxycodone pills laced with fentanyl that led to the overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Now, the country's opioid epidemic has people of all backgrounds, all colors, all races, all religions suffering with addiction. It's a big problem, and it's the first time we've seen Major League Baseball face-to-face with the issue. A lot of these players, man, you know, the doctors, they prescribe so
much. I think
much
it's rampant throughout sports just because of all the injuries, and it's easy to get addicted to them. Yeah,
yeah, it's a shame, and it's not okay, and that's why I support the legalization of marijuana. It's a way better way to treat pain.
Yep.
And then finally, in food news, White Castle is bringing a new snack to the freezer. It's called Castle Bites. They come in two flavors, cheeseburger and hamburger, made with 100% real beef, all the onions wrapped in a golden little crust, available in a couple of weeks. And what, like I said earlier, it's good to keep on hand for guests, kids, late night munchies.
Oh.
You know, man, I've had White Castle in the freezer, but I've never been to White Castle.
I've obviously failed you as a white husband if you've never been to White Castle.
I'll take the cheeseburger.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Got to start off by wishing the Navy a very happy birthday.
Go Navy! Salute.
Hey. Yeah, salute to my Uncle Leroy, my Uncle John, who both served in the Navy, woo-hoo, and my Aunt Margie as well, too.
All right,
we also have, it is National No Bra Day. Ah. Of course, this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Day as well, as we're in the month.
It's the month, right. Get your mammograms, ladies. I'll get my first one this year. Get your self-breast check exams on every single day, at least once a week in the shower. If you don't know how to do it, send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I will send you a graphic. I've been doing self-breast checks.
Dana's
going to
end up with a bunch of dudes in her DMs now.
I am not.
It's not going to be a graphic of her, okay?
Not me. It's like a little graphic of people doing, like a little... You like a little flyer.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I've been doing it since I was 15.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up on National.
That didn't help.
M&M Day. We got National M&M Day, y'all.
Shout out to the M&Ms out there. They have a new purple M&M. When you were younger, did people make jokes about the green M&M, or was it just my school?
I never M&M? Heard the green M&M joke.
That was just a lot of your friends, Dana Cortez.
They used to say that the green M&M would make you horny.
Oh,
okay. Definitely just your friends. No one.
I think I heard that before, though. But then I thought it was stupid and ridiculous.
It is stupid and ridiculous, I'm just saying.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier this week inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about how UC Berkeley is now offering a class about Nicki Minaj.
Ugh.
Well, San Diego State has a class about Bad Bunny.
Yes.
But where can you go to learn about Taylor Swift and Rihanna? I'm going to tell you that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes
One Studio.
Recap segment on the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic does a Bad Bunny class. You're the only person on the show with a college degree. Would you have signed up for a Bad Bunny course if you had the option when you were in school? Dog?
I mean, you would think it's an easy A. But I just read this whole GQ article about him, and he's a pretty complex individual.
He's a complex individual, right? Yeah. Dude, from the nail polish to the Crocs to the, you know, everything
his
he does.
Political views.
He's there, right? So also, all right, along with that, we have the UC Berkeley class on Nicki Minaj, which one of my friends, he just fought very hard, and like, shout out to him, but he got into their engineering program, which is one of the top engineering programs
in the world
just to find out that it's the same school that offers a Nicki Minaj class. That's
I mean,
that's wild to me.
Nicki Minaj is, you know, she's the greatest female rapper of all time. She deserves a class.
Queen Nicki. All right. If you want to learn about Taylor Swift, Rihanna, or Beyonce, you got to head over to University of Texas in Austin, where they offer.
UT Austin has those?
Yeah, they offer courses on Beyonce and feminism. And womenism and Rihanna is one of the courses called over there, too. Also,
that's called an easy A.
If you want to learn about Harry Styles, Texas State University has a class on Harry Styles.
He's not even American. Why would you want to learn about that guy?
There we go. That's my diff.
Girl's looking at pictures.
Come on, dude. All right. Automatic, you said that Jay-Z had a course at Harvard?
Yeah, at Georgetown.
Woo! Oh, Georgetown.
But that was back in like the early 2010s.
Dang, dude. All right, DJ Automatic. There's one hip-hop artist, celebrity, athlete, somebody that you're just intrigued by. Who would you want to take on more student loan debt for? Who would it be?
I'm going to go with a public figure. I'm not going to go with an athlete or anybody like that. I'm going to say Warren Buffett.
Oh, come on, dude.
I mean, you asked me who I want to go with. Like, I would put money into. I'm not going to go listen to freaking Nelly talk about why he wore a Band-Aid on his face.
Okay, well...
And the marketing decision
behind
that. Shout out to
Nelly. Country Grammar's one of the greatest.
Warren Buffett's a billionaire.
Country Grammar. He didn't make Country Grammar, though. He didn't, you know, he didn't do Dilemma. He didn't help the stock of Air Force Ones like Nelly did.
He'll buy Nike.
All right, then. Fine, dude. You want to take a little class?
Who are you going to take?
Soulja Boy.
Oh!
Yeah, dude.
You know what? I would take a Soulja Boy class over a Nelly class because he's the first guy on YouTube.
There it is, dude. The great American entrepreneur, Soulja Boy. I would inherit more student loan debt to learn more about Soulja Boy. Let us know what hip-hop artists you want to take a college course on at Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, Twitter, and Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.